Blog Talk Radio.
That you have had us, gave us charge over in ADM, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless the mother, the deacon, the praise team, everything that will take us to make the body of the ADM minister. Lord, just take us higher and higher in you, Lord Jesus. And God, I just thank you for my life, my health, and my strength, Lord Jesus. Thank you for always being a prayer answering God. Lord, it may not come when I want it, but it's always on time and in time. And Lord, I ask you to continue to bless the children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren of every woman on this line, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
just surround them with your angels of mercy and grace, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
God, and we just thank you. We thank you for all things, large and small, God.
Yes, Jesus,
is it anything too hard for the Lord? No. All we got to do is just reach out, pray. Be in earnest prayer. Lord, keep the faith. Don't fail. Don't dry up. Don't stop. Don't drop. Just keep on looking and keep on praying. Take your refuge in Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus. He is a keeper. And we ask all of these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for just being my father, being my friend, being my protector today.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, for giving me strength, Jesus. And I thank you again for healing my body once more again, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for taking care of me. In Jesus' name. Lord, I come to you and I ask you, Father, to bless our pastor, Spencer Temple, and his first lady, Lakeisha Temple. Bless them and keep them in the hall of your hands. And ask you to bless Pastor Smith and Barbara Elect Smith. Cover them in your hands and keep them in your hands and cover them in the blood, Jesus, and their families. God, I come as you blessing the motherboard today, each and one, an individual. I don't know what they stand in need of, but you know, God, you know all about them. Bless them and keep them in your hands, and bless them with love and peace and joy. And Lord, I ask you to bless the ADM family, the ministers.
Yes, Lord.
The deacons.
Yes.
Lord, I ask you to bless, come and ask you to bless all the elderly. Bless the homeless.
Yes, Lord.
And give them hope for today.
Yes, Lord.
I ask you to bless the sick and the shut in.
Yes,
Father, we know without dreams, Lord, we contain nothing. Lord, and without love, we feel nothing. And without God, we are nothing.
Amen.
Lord, take our frustration, Jesus, and give us peace. Help us to carry our burdens and give us grace to fill our souls.
Amen.
And give us righteousness.
Yes.
That we may be filled with such joy that we realize just how rich we really are.
Yes.
Lord, as we enter this new day, may we see everything in our lives and in the proper perspective, Jesus, may being in your presence give us the strength and courage to face all that is before us.
Yeah.
Lord, may our vision and sense of purpose be renewed so we can press on in the path you have set for us. In Jesus' holy name.
Amen, amen, amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve on this day. This day will never, ever come again. But one thing we can sit and say, women of God, God will be with us at all times. So we have to be thankful on this day that we will never see again, but we will see God's face at all times. I thank God on this day that we are able to come here today and meet one more time. Give him his honor, give him his praise, and just be thankful for who he is and what we are to him. Remember, he loved us first, and that's why we love him as well. And on today, we're just going to be thankful, thanking him and being grateful because of who he are. We thank you that he is glorified through us, that we're nothing without him but mere dirt, and we're just grateful on this Tuesday.
Man.
I am thankful for Thankful Tuesday
because
it's a Tuesday that I've never seen before, and I'll never see it again. And I'm just grateful for that. I'm grateful that I'm able to look through God's eyes. I'm grateful that I'm able to hear through his ears. I'm just grateful on today. Thanking him for his mercy. Thanking him for his grace. Thanking him for his loving kindness. Just thanking God that he is forever God. And his mercy and love endures forever. We just thank God on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord, giving you your honor, giving you your praise, Father God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father God, for keeping us in our right mind, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for giving us the strength, the power, the willpower, Father God, to fight against any diabolical spirit that has came our way, Father God. Giving us the strength, Father God, that we can trample on the heads of corporate, Father God. Just thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the power, Father God. Giving us your Holy Ghost power, Father God. Father God, we are sitting, Father God, and getting away from the fiery dot, Father God, that's coming our way, Father God, each and every day, Father God. Our discernment is getting keener, Father God. Our wisdom, Father God. We thank you for the knowledge and the power that you give us, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the love, Father God, even when we feel like we don't want to love, Father God.
Yes.
Lord, because it is you, Father God, that continuously to feed us, Father God, your love, Father God, to give us that thirst, Father God, for your love, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, Father God, for the anointing that you placed over our lives, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for each and everything, Father God. Lord Jesus, we thank you for our pastors, First Lady, Apostle Temple, First Lady Spencer, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for Pastor James Smith, Pastor Elect Smith, Father, the ministers, Father God, the women's board, Father God, the deacons, Lord Jesus, the youth, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for everybody that makes up the ADM family, Father God. We thank you for their families, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and everything, Father God, that we know, Lord Jesus, that we can't handle, Father God. We know, Lord Jesus, that we have an out, Father God, and that out, Lord Jesus, is to place our cares into your arms, Father God, knowing that you will protect us, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the rest that you're giving us, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We just give you all the honor, all the praise, Father God. Lord Jesus, we know, Father God, that you examine our hearts, Father God. So, Lord, it's no faith in, Father God. We got to come to you correct, Father God, giving you your honor, Father God. Not sitting, Father God, looking to our left and right, wondering who's watching us praise you, Father God, but giving you everything, Father God. Giving you everything like you gave us, Father God. You gave us everything, your own, Father God. You allowed your only begotten Son to die on the cross for us, Father God. How can we not, Father God, serve you? How can we not praise you, Father God? How can we not pray to you, Father God? How can we not say the highest praise, hallelujah, Father God? How can we not, Father God? How can we, Father God? How can we fall, your name fall on deaf ears, Father God? Lord, I pray that each and every woman that's on this line, Father God, reach out, touch someone, Father God. Let them know Jesus is there, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that we got a house of prayer that they can come to every Sunday, Father God, that they can listen on Sunday, Monday. That we are a praying church, Father God. That we are a giving church, Father God. That a loving church, Father God. And we are a church that's made up as a family, Father God. Lord Jesus, we have your DNA, Father God. That makes us special, Father God. That makes us one, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just thank you on tonight, Father God. Lord, I pray for every woman that's on this line right now, Father God. Somebody may need a healing, Father God. They may not know how to ask you, Father God. So we're going to collectively stand in the gap, Father God, and ask you, Father God, to perform what you do best, Father God. Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch the mind today, Father God. We ask you, Lord, someone is sitting around, Father God, not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow, Father God, and it's worrying them, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you're not a God of worryation, Father God, but you are a God that makes things happen, Father God. We thank you on today, Father God. Lord Jesus, we pray for the sick and shut in, Father God. We ask you to go into the nursing homes, Father God, the hospitals, Father God. Touch somebody, Father God. Raise them, Father God. If somebody near dead, Father God, let them know, Father God, that you are a way maker, Father God. A miracle worker, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that is nothing impossible for you, Father God. Lord Jesus, I just ask, Father God, to watch over the men of this world, Father God. Show them, Father God. Let them lead them by example, Father God. Let them love like Christ did, Father God. Lord Jesus, teach them the way, Father God. Teach them the way how to be responsible, Father God. Teach them the way, Father God, to be great husbands, Father God. Teach them the way how to be great men, great boys, Father God. Lord Jesus, touch our youth, Father God. Lord, they are wayward, Father God. We're asking you, Father God, to bring them, Father. Bring them nearer, Father God. Draw them nearer to thee, Father God. That goes for the girls too, Father God. There's a lot of mixture going on today, Father God. And we're asking you, Father God, to bring them back to where they need to be, Father God, in your loving arms, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just, again, we thank you, Lord Jesus. I can't thank you enough, Father God. I can't thank you, Father God, for each and every time your Holy Spirit quickens me, Father God, to fall on my knees, Father God. I can't thank you, Father God, each and every time your Holy Spirit tell me to pick up your word, Father God, and read your word, Father God. I thank you for that reverential fear, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because I once was blind, Father God, but now I see, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you
thank
for every hurt and pain I had to go through, Father God, because it made me a better woman on today, Father God. And I stand here today, Father God, and declare and decree, Father God, that I am your faithful servant, Father God, that there is no turning back, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for every constructive criticism that comes our way, Father God. I thank you, Father God, if the pastor got to get on the pulpit and put correction in the church, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus,
you, Lord,
because
Jesus.
It's only you, Father God, that's feeding into his spirit, Father God. It's only you, Father God, that will have a mother Helen, Father God, that will correct us, Father God, in our wrongness,
yes,
Father God.
Yes,
it's only you, Father God, that's pouring into mother Jackson, Father God, that's allowing her to pray day in and day out, Father God. Lord Jesus, it's only you, Father God, that's allowing Pastor Lex Smith to touch these kids, Father God, to point to their spirits, Father God. It's only you, Father God, that's letting Lakeisha Spencer, Father God, do a great work in this universe, Father God, to love, Father God, to share, Father God, to have the gift of charity, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Lakeisha Harris, for the work that she does, Father God. I thank you for every mother, Father God, that cries out in the name of Jesus for the congregation, Father God. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the stewardess, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, Father God, because if we don't pray, Father God, things won't happen, Lord Jesus. And we're asking you, Father God, to continue, Father God, to keep a prayer on our mind, Father God. And even if you got to keep a song on our tongue, Lord Jesus, even if we can just sit and moan, Father God, and we just have to call on the name of Jesus, Father God, just know, Lord Jesus, we will do whatever is necessary, Father God, to serve you, Father God, by any means necessary, Father God. We are out with the old, Father God. We're coming in with the new on this day, Father God. Yesterday was yesterday. Today is today. A second ago was a second ago, Father God. We're with you right here now, Father God, giving you your praises, giving you your honor, Father God, and doing it with a cheerful, grateful spirit, Father God. We love you on tonight, Father God, and we will forever praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I ask you, Father God, for a special prayer, Father God. I ask you to touch my mother, Father God, Ethel Corrine Townsend, Lord Jesus. Touch her leg, Father God. Touch them, Father God, and take away the doubt, Father God. Take away the doubt, Lord Jesus, and let her know, Father God, that you are a healer, Father God, that you are a way maker, Father God, that you are a God of new beginnings, Father God. Lord, I ask you, Father God, to wipe her past mental status away, Father God. Let her be focused on what you're doing in today, Father God. Stop walking around in shame, Father God, but hold her head up, Father God, knowing that she is victorious and that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her, Father God. I ask you to watch over my sons, Father God. Satan and his imps, Father God, know that they are men of greatness, Father God, that you have protected them, Father God, to come for nations, Father God, and do great things, Father God. I'm telling you right now, Satan, you had an opportunity. You should have took them out then, because they come in, they ready, they prayed up, and they ready to fight. They ready to fight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for pouring into their lives, Father God. I thank you for each and every person that prayed for them, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for those that dislike them, Father God, that's trying to push them down, Father God, because it's doing nothing but building them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, I just thank you on today, Father God. I thank you for your newness, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the expansion that we're getting ready to take, that we're we're getting ready to have an ATM, Father God. The explosion, Father God, that we're getting ready to have, Father God. The magnitude,
yes,
Father,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Of people,
yes,
Father God, that's going to,
yes,
pour,
yes,
in, Father God. We're going to thank you and praise you in advance for what you're getting ready to do, Father God.
Yes.
Lord, we love you, Father God. We love you, Father God. And we need you, Father God. We need you in our life, Father God. Lord, I lift this prayer up to you, Father God, knowing,
yes,
Father, that you have heard every word, Father God, and that you will do everything that you have promised us that you will do.
Yes,
and abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Is there another, Father God, that would like to come before your throne, Father God? Give you your mercy. Give you your grace, Father God. Your honor, Father God. For you are so worthy to be praised, Lord. Is there another?
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day you has made and we is in it. Lord, I thank you for letting me wake up and see another day, Lord. Lord, if it's your will, bless the family, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, I ask you to go by the hospital and church and agree with the sick in the hospital and the nursing home. Oh, Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless the neighborhood, Lord. Let it get better and stronger, Lord. It's your will. If you see fit, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, you is awesome. Awesome God. You are, you know we need things, but he come on his time, not our time. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Lord, have mercy to
you.
Bless my granddaughter, my grandchildren, my daughter, and let's bless the whole family.
Yes,
thank
you, Lord.
Oh, I have the Father asking you to bless Pastor Spencer and Pastor Smith and Pastor Bobby Leck and I can't think right now. His wife, Pastor's wife. Oh, I have the Father asking you to bless AD members and get everybody strong. Keep it, Lord. This church and agree, Lord, if she see fit, Lord. Lord, I thank him for putting food on our table, Lord. He knows what we need,
Lord.
Jesus. He know our man.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father God, right now I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Father God,
I thank you for waking me up on this morning. You didn't have to do it, Father God, but you did. So I say thank you, Father God. And then, Father God, I lift up my husband on tonight, Pastor Smith. I lift up our apostle, Temple Spencer, and First Lady, Makisha Spencer. And then, Father God, I lift our mothers up. I lift our ministers up, our deacons up. I lift all the members of ADM up on tonight, Father God. Father God, just thank you for loving us.
Yes.
Thank you for the love that you have in ADM, Father God. And just like the apostle said the other day, we don't even have to say it no more, Father God, because we're showing it. And I thank you, for that, Father God. I thank you for the love.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, I thank you on today for having us in place. Father God, all the blessings that are just falling, Father God. I thank you for having us in place to receive on today, Father God. Father God, I thank you for my ministry on today. I thank you for placing me in this ministry, Father God. Father God, I thank you for my storms on today because they're just coming to make me stronger, Father God. But most of all, Father God, I thank you for your grace.
I thank you for your mercy,
Father God.
Thank you.
Father God, I thank you for the children that you placed in this ministry, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch each one of them, name by name, Father God. And just have your way in their lives, Father God. Because, Father God, they're listening, Father God. Father God, they're starting to settle down and listen, Father God. Because, Father God, they're truly seeing love being displayed to them right now, Father God. And, Father God, it means so much to them, Father God. And, Father God, I thank you for our mothers just taking the time, Father God, to be there, to just show them so much love. but keeping them straight, Father God. For the simplest things, Father God, whenever they're starting to walk and roam about, Father God, having our mothers in place to correct them, Father God. Just like Minister Nita said before, Father God, Mother OG, Father God, her correction, Father God. I thank you for it on today, Father God, because, Father God, there have been whispers in my ear of correction, and I thank you for that on tonight, Father God. I thank you for being able to receive from a true woman of God, Father God. I thank you for that, Father God. And, Father God, I just ask you to go about this world on today, Father God.
Yes.
And, Father God, just touch them, Father God. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God.
Yes.
They may listen. They may just stand still and just listen to your voice, Father God, to what you're saying, Father God. And, Father God, I just thank you for having us all in place, Father God.
Amen.
To help these different ones that are coming into the ministry, Father God. Even as we go about our daily chores, Father God, our daily duties, Father God, being able to touch, Father God, to touch someone's life, to be able to speak into someone's life, Father God. And Father God, I thank you for the different ones that are in our ministry right now, Father God, that have been blessed with new homes, Father God. Father God, I thank you for that. I thank you for making a way for them right now, Father God. And Father God, we just love you, and we just adore you, Father God. And we just magnify you on today, Father God. Because, Father God, we realize that without you, Father God, we wouldn't be nothing. So, Father God, we just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. Father God, because we know you love us, Father God. We know you are a true friend to us, Father God. And we thank you for that, Father God. And, Father God, I thank you for our apostle, Father God. For the past 2 weeks, the word that's been coming down, Father God, it's all good. I thank you for those words, Father God, because I've had things to come at me. And all I can say, it's all good. And I thank you for that. I thank you for that word, Father God. Such powerful words, Father God. It just seems like, Father God, when I say it's all good, it's like the devil just stand back like he just stumbled. Because he knows it's all good. Because I trust God on today. And I believe every word God has to say when he speaks.
Amen.
It's all good. It's all good.
Amen.
I thank you for
that. Amen.
Father God, I just ask you to receive this prayer on tonight. And I just love you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is all good. It is all good. If you ever sit and think about those words, you really put them in your mind and realize, knowing that God is your provider, he's your protector, he's your everything, all good should mean so much to each and every last one of us. Is there anyone else that would like to come before God tonight, give him his honor and his praise? If there are anyone else.
Good afternoon. I would. This is Shakita.
Hey.
I'm still at work, and it's just loud in here. I'm trying to find a call.
Let me find a
Okay. I found a quiet place. All right. Good evening, everyone. How is everyone doing this afternoon? I would like to give grace to say thanks to everyone that's on the line. Give glory to the First Lady, Minister Bishop Davis, that came by the job today.
God bless you.
I've been going through some weary times, but I've been holding strong, and I've been keeping my faith. I have been, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, I have been slipping and I'm not able to hold my tongue, but I ask God and I come in agreement with everyone to help me with that. I would just like to thank God for everything that he's doing in my life and doing in everyone else's life. And may he continue to fill everyone up with the blessings that they deserve and that's the anointing that's in their life. And I would just like to thank, I would just like to give thanks to God. That's all. Just thank you for all his mercy and all his glory. It surely keeps me nurtured, keeps me on stable ground. Without God, without the Lord and Savior, I don't know really what I'll be doing right now, but I'm thankful that I do have him in my life. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, everyone that's on the line. Amen.
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 Minister Anita, let's lift Sister Mother Bernice. She lost, had a death in her family, so she'll be traveling to Detroit for the burial of her uncle. So let us just keep her lifted on this week.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as one, Father, on one accord, Father God. And as we come to you, Father God, we ask you, Father God, to go with Mother Bernice, Father God. Give her the strength, Father God. Give her your love, Father God, as she goes through this time of trouble, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to give her and her family travel mercies, Father God, as they travel the highways and the byways, Father God. Let there be no incidents or accidents, Father God. Allow everybody to get there safely, Father God. And, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to allow a great eulogy to come forth, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that each and every person that's there, Father God, is spirit filled with the Holy Ghost, Father God.
Yeah,
that they end up having a party, Father God, celebrating the life, Father God. Celebrating a life, Father God, that will be coming to you, Father God, and not to Satan, Father God. We just ask you, Father God, to let your will be done, Father God, not knowing what the circumstances of the situation is, Father God, but being prayerful and hopeful, Father God, that they will see you too, Father God. We just thank you on tonight, Father God. And, Lord, while we're being able
to
come out, Father God, and say that she is struggling, Father God. So, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to let the words that come out of her mouth be acceptable to you, Father God. Bridle her tongue, Father God, when it's in an area, Father God, that will make her sin, Father God. Allow words of love and peace and encouragement to come out, Father God. Lord, we ask you to protect her, Father God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Not let any diabolical issues get in her way, Father God, but give her the strength, Father God, to identify them, Father God, and stand on the wall, Father God. Stand up for you, Lord Jesus, knowing, Father God, that she is a woman of God, Father God, that she is your faithful servant, Father God, that she is your child, Father God. So, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, we come together as one, on one accord, Father God, asking you, Lord Jesus, to allow these blessings, these prayers to come forth, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. And we trust, Father, it will be so, Father God. Because as you have placed in our apostles' mind and in his heart and has embedded it in his spirit, Father God, all is good, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you in Jesus' name, Father God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else that want to come before the throne tonight? Anyone else that want to give a testimony? Anyone that want to give a praise? Anyone that just want to carry and call out the name of Jesus? Because we know that he is able. We know that he is able. We know that it is him and only him that still has us here. Because each and every last one of us probably have a testimony on this line that we should have been dead and gone a long time ago. But I sit and tell you today, women of God, God predestined our walk. God knows everything. He's in control of everything. And it is him and all of us that have us here on today. Is there anyone else that would like to come out and share the goodness of God with us on this thankful Tuesday? Anyone else? Don't be shy. Don't be shy, because God knows everything. Don't worry about who's on here listening, how you pray. Don't worry about who may go back and have something to say. Your conversation is between you and God. He has given you this opportunity to communicate with him. Utilize it. Utilize it. Give God his praise. Show Satan that you are not afraid of him, that you can call on the name of Jesus, that your prayers do not go unheard, that God is a way maker, that God is in control, that God is a healer, that God is a God that will take you in, that will give you prosperity on a spiritual level, on a mental level, on a financial level. Don't be afraid to give God his praises. Is there anyone? Is there anyone else tonight before we close down that have something that they want to openly say to God? I know that we sit and we talk to him in secret places, but sometimes we have to talk to him in an open space as well. Is there anyone else on tonight that would like to give God his honor, his praise, and his glory?
Amen. God bless all of you. God bless you all. Amen. God bless everyone. How's everyone doing tonight?
Wonderful. How
wonderful.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
How are you, man of God?
All is well. God bless you. This is sound like Mother I don't even want to get into names, but God bless you.
Mother OG.
That mother. My tongue got dry. God bless all of you. Women's ADM, God bless you all. I know many of you, you should be excited because God got aspect to you. You must use Sister Shaquita. I was listening to you. You know, you just in a training moment. You're in a training moment, and God got some. He got some rough areas that he got to get out of you because where he's going to take you. All you're doing is passing through, and he allowing the outside outside of a church to train you because you're going to be dealing with outside people on the outside of church. So we got to get some training. We got to get some different things. Don't look at it as a bad moment. Don't look at that because you're going to miss your season. You're going to miss your preparation where he's going to take you. You're not going to be there alone, but get what God is giving you. It's not about the people. It's about what God allowing the people to do because it's something he's pulling out of you. God bless you all. I just want to encourage you all. And I thank God for each and every one of you, the prayers that you have given. My God, the powerhouse minister, Nita, my God, Almighty, as you continue to lead the ladies, lead the oneness of God. And I just thank God for the pastoral staff and me and my wife. We thank God for each and every one of you. But how many of you know that it's time to go a little bit higher? My God, it's time to go a little bit higher. And I know that God's going to get ready to press and squeeze you on. My God, your prayer life's going to go another realm. You think you've seen what God done did in you all life. You haven't seen anything yet. So you might as well just go ahead and get crazy, get on fire. Just thank God for what he's going to get ready to do. Thank God for what he's already doing because many of you, you don't been through some hardships and you don't went through some hard times and you don't been through some things that you have not shared in this year that you have not shared with anybody. But God knows and he sees your faithfulness and you stayed on a wall and kept praying. You kept pushing. So I'm telling you right now, you might as well get geared up and just get ready to just thank God because what he has for you is ordained and is predestined for you to get ready to receive. You might as well just thank God for what he is doing. And I want to encourage all of you, my God, no matter what, you give praise, no matter what, you give him the glory because you might not see what he's working on, but you got to believe it's working all out. It's working all out. Amen? Give God, my God, the praise. And Sister Shaquita, you give God the praise. By this time last year, you want not know about a job to get on your nerves, but God don't bless you to get a job and they don't your nerves. So that's a Amen. Blessing all by itself. So you go ahead and give God his praise. And many of you, you get ready and give God his praise God, God Almighty, God's going to begin to push a lot of you. We're going to push a lot of you. It's time for a lot of you to start operating in, my God, the prophetic, and start to operate into the spirit realm of God. And I'm telling you right now, you haven't seen nothing yet. How many of you are excited? And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to end this year with explosive and everything that God, my God, is working on. It's going to get ready to be wrapped up. So that means my finances, my healing, everything that God is doing in my life, my family, everything's going to get ready to be wrapped up. Amen? Because God is doing exceedingly and abundantly above all. My God Almighty, it's quiet on this church line this tonight. My God Almighty. But I give God the praise for what he is doing. Amen? God bless you all. You all keep hanging in there. You keep pressing, and you keep doing what does says the living God. And I know that you're going to get ready to see, my God, what God is doing. Amen? Amen? Amen. Is anybody there? I'm on the line. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm used to amen, Corner. I ain't used to this sound, my God, because God done been too good to us. My God Almighty, he done been too good to me. And if I got to get a little rude and out of, my God, out of order, let me get out of order with my amen and giving God the praise, because he is worthy
amen.
To be
amen.
Praised. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you too, Pastor.
God bless you all. Thank you for the encouragement tonight.
God bless.
God bless.